Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, covers the NBA and the Pelicans, Jake Madison. Jake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Well, now you're just covering the Pelicans. Off-season, so to speak, now. But Charlie and I were talking about this before we get into the series itself, that I think this, you know, last year at this time, maybe we didn't feel as though there was going to be a lot of moves. Today, after listening to Griffin and how it ended, you got a feeling that, you know, you're not playing with the same cards. You're going to have to redeal in this, and you need a point guard. I know Griff said differently, but, you know, sometimes you got to say what you say. And like I said, sometimes coaches and executives, they don't tell you quite the truth. And also a big man. I think those are the two glaring weaknesses that you see on this Pelicans team as they ended it last night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are the two areas they're going to look to upgrade first, and then maybe make more changes as next season goes on with all of that, too, if those two moves don't work out. But that was the very clear takeaway from David Griffin's end-of-season press conference, was they can't just do what they've been doing. When you look at the Western Conference, it's stacked. It's stacked. The Sacramento Kings, who are a good team, didn't make the playoffs. Same for the Golden State Warriors. And all of these teams are going to try and get better. So if you just stay where you are, look, 49 wins might not even get you into the play-in tournament next season, given how things are going. And they realize that, and I think that's an important thing. They realize how competitive the conference they are in is going to be, and at least they're going to take appropriate steps because of that, right? I think they looked at this season and said 49 wins would have gotten us as the third seed last year. Well, that's not going to be good enough. We have to do something else. So there will be changes coming. And we've known for a while that they were going to have a new starting center next season. They looked to upgrade from Jonas Valanciunas last offseason. They tried to make a move at the trade deadline this year, calling a number of teams. The moves didn't end up coming to fruition, but at this point, you've just got to do something. And you have Jonas Valanciunas, you know, as admirable as he's been for this team, as consistent as he's been, just doesn't fit what they're trying to do. He's not going to be brought back. He's a free agent next year. So they're going to definitely look to upgrade that area. And on the point guard front, you heard Brandon Ingram say that that would help. You know, I don't think they need a pure point guard. I agree with David Griffin on that. I think you just need another kind of combo guard that has some creation. One of the things in this series you saw the Pelicans struggle with was drawing double teams and forcing the Thunder's defense to rotate. Brandon Ingram wasn't capable of drawing two defenders to him, and that just means everyone's playing one-on-one, and that makes your team easier to defend. You need a guard that has kind of that threat to him, whether that's attacking the basket, whether it's kind of the passing creation, whatever it might be, or kind of a mix of both of those, whatever gets you more ball creation, more offense creation, I think is what you're looking for, and that's definitely an area that they're going to try and address.
Jay, to your point about Jonas not fitting, I agree. I think that they're looking for a rim-protecting, rim-running big this offseason. But so, I mean, it is early, and I know that, you know, the offseason quite literally just started today, but are there any kind of centers that you're keeping your eye on for the Pelicans to potentially pursue this offseason?
Yeah, look, there's going to be a couple. It's going to be a lot of the names that we've heard before. You know, I think a guy like Miles Turner with Indiana is someone that would be the ideal player, but I think he's close to untradeable for where that team is, and they're going to advance to the second round, it looks like. You know, depending on what happens with the Cleveland Cavaliers in their first-round series with the Orlando Magic, they're going to call about Jared Allen again. That was someone they were very interested in. They did make calls about him at the trade deadline. You know, if the Cavaliers don't get out of the first round, they might need to really change some things. And maybe there's a package there of Jared Allen and Darius Garland, who underachieved for them this year. And could maybe that be a bigger move built around Brandon Ingram? Those are, I think, the type of conversations that they're going to have. Jared Allen would give you rebounding, would give you shot blocking. He's also a very good dunker spot big. One of the things you saw in game four was they kept trying to dump the ball off to Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr. down below. And just those aren't the type of big men that do that sort of thing. But Jared Allen does. And in fact, you can just kind of throw the ball up and he can jump up and get it and throw it down. And that's not really the type of big man that the Pelicans have on the roster. But I also think they'd like some three-point shooting from that and putting a stretch big out there with Zion Williamson. So maybe there's guys on the market. Maybe it's Isaiah Stewart from the Detroit Pistons or others. But they're definitely going to be very active looking to upgrade that position. No matter what, there needs to be some mobility there. I don't think the Pelicans want to change their defensive scheme fully yet because they were very good on that side of the ball. You need a guy that can also defend on the perimeter, which as well as Jonas played in that series against the Thunder, I thought he did okay. Defensively, they were really targeting him, and that's what kept him off the floor.
Jake, putting the odds on this when we look on this team in October, is Brandon Ingram going to be here, CJ McCollum?
I think yes to both of them. I think yes to both of them. And here's the reason for that. And there's a couple of them. You know, when you look at how you kind of triage this situation, and they had a good year. I think we're a little bit prisoner of the moment, disappointed in a sweep, but they played without Zion Williamson. If they lost in six games with Zion, do we view this a little bit differently? And I think we might. So I think they're going to kind of keep that in mind and not necessarily knee-jerk a reaction here. You know, they're going to address the center position first and see if that unlocks the starting lineup. You know, having all three of those main guys, Zion, CJ, and B.I. out on the court, they lost those minutes. That can't happen. And I think before you move one of those three guys, you're going to try and upgrade the center position and see if it unlocks them. Then if that doesn't happen, maybe you look at the coaching staff and make a change there. And only then, I think, will you really try and then move on from one of Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum, and make more major changes there. It's just easier to do the other things first than it is to really overhaul your roster like that. That's why the Milwaukee Bucks fired their head coach and brought in Doc Rivers. It was just the easiest move that they could make to try and get some change there, even if it's not necessarily the right move. When it comes to Brandon Ingram, his contract situation makes this a little bit more complicated. He's got 1 year left on his deal now. That's next year. Trading guys when they only have 1 year left on their deal, you know, your trade value for that player goes down significantly. So they're not going to get the best offers because Brandon Ingram's going to go to every other team and be like, I'm not re-signing, I'm going to test free agency. So you can't trade him for pennies on the dollar. You've got to, as a small market, manage your assets a little bit. And I think the Pelicans know that. So I would not be shocked if they end up giving Brandon Ingram an extension. If he signs that, then you have five more years of team control on that. And you can trade him in 6 months. And so you could move him at the trade deadline then. So I think he'll be on the team in October. Will he be on the team in March of next year? I'm not entirely sure. But then that value goes up because teams are trading for him knowing that they've got him for years in the future.
Yeah, Jay, Christian Clark of NOLA.com made a point that he's due a potential four-year extension this summer for about $208 million is what he's potentially looking at. So I guess my question then for you is, I mean, yes, Brandon came back from injury, and like the series against the Thunder was nothing to write home about. As you said, you know, you don't want to be prisoner of the moment. He still had a solid season overall before he got injured in that game against the Magic back in March. Like, is this a guy that you're paying a contract like that, even if you plan on potentially moving him? Like, what do you kind of think of the potential contract negotiations with Brandon Ingram in the front office this offseason?
Yeah, I think that's something that they're going to look at, right? You know, at a certain point, you just got to keep talent on the roster, and you can always kind of figure it out later. And I'm sure that's not what many Pelicans fans want to hear, but it's the reality of the situation, I think, a little bit is, you know, it's a small market. This isn't, you know, a team that has historically attracted, like, big-name players. One of the things that I think is important to keep in mind with when it comes to Brandon Ingram is he likes it here. He wants to be here, and that's not something we've always said about very many players in the NBA. So there's something to be said for that, too. And you can always move him later. And I think that's one of the big things that will kind of get kept in mind here is sign him to an extension and then upgrade the center position. And if that doesn't work, then you can always move Brandon Ingram later. So I think there's kind of like an order of operations to all of this. And I think that's kind of the way that the Pelicans are going to go about doing it. You know, we look at this series where he struggled. He was bad. There's no sugarcoating it, right? Like, he was atrocious, I thought, in this playoff series, just unable to get anything done. Regardless of coming back from injury, you can't play like that when your team needs you. He and CJ McCollum are really the reasons they lost the series and got swept. But there was also that six-game homestand where the Pelicans went 1-5 and they didn't have Brandon Ingram. And so they could have used him there, and that might have kind of changed the outcome of that, and it would have gotten the Pelicans a different seed going into the playoffs. So as bad as he looked in this playoff series, there was a period of time where we were looking at this team and being like, oh, wow, they really need him out there on the court, and he was just out injured. So there's good and bad when it comes to this sort of thing, and you don't want to just kind of have recency bias where you look at just these past four games. You can even say six games with the two play-in tournament games too. But there's also been, you know, a whole body of work over the whole season, and that's worth keeping in mind as well.
Jake, when this series started, there was a lot of thought process by people in the league that, man, you know, the Pelicans match up pretty well here against OKC. But, you know, and you're talking about a real young basketball team that had, this is foreign territory for them to be where they're at. How they would react to playoff pressure. And yet I saw it swung. A team with more experience, they looked as though once game one got like their heart ripped out, then all of a sudden they sort of folded up. And I was really impressed with the Thunder for a young team that had not walked down that aisle before, how they handled this, okay, away from their own court the last two games. Because if they're going to lose, I think that's where they were going to do it at. Because they had not been there, kind of done that before. I was really – now, I don't know what happens in the second part of the series, you know, with Dallas and the Clippers, but I was impressed with the Thunder of how they handled playoff pressure for a very young – they talented, but a real young team that had not been through a lot of this.
Yeah, I think when you look at them, they were prepared, and the Pelicans weren't, and that, to me, was a big difference in this. You know, and on the inexperienced side – Shai has been to the playoffs, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, twice before this. He had more playoff games in his career than Brandon Ingram did. Now, that was 3-4 years ago, so it's been a little bit different. And he had kind of been in the playoffs in the same kind of role as the number one guy. But he'd been there, so I think there's a little more experience than people were expecting from that. But that team is well-coached and well-prepared, and you can't say the same, at least on the prepared side, for the Pelicans going into this series. They looked a little shell-shocked at times and were kind of surprised by things like that, and even the players said that after the game. That shows you the value of a head coach in the league.
Yep.
Mark Daigneault, who just won Coach of the Year, really had them ready with the adjustments and knowing what the Pelicans were doing. And when you're that well-prepared, you're going to have a lot of confidence in that. You're going to go into a hostile environment and not be rattled by it. You know, I hate to use this phrase, but it's trusting the process, right? And their process was really good going into the postseason and in this series. And they're young. They have a lot to prove. You saw the difference between and you even heard Jonas Valanciunas say it after game two. Right, he came out and said we weren't prepared for their physicality. Yep. We weren't expecting their physicality, which is a little wild to me given how physical they were in game one. For you to say that about game two, you just kind of went through it. It shows you the difference right there. And Daigneault had that team ready to go, and that was a very impressive thing.
So, Jake, we have all these questions to talk about in the offseason, and we'll get to them, and we'll bring you back.
Yeah, we don't have enough time with you
weeks.
Today, Jake.
Yeah, because there's just way too many question marks.
But be on here for a couple of days straight with y'all then.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But before we let you run, I want to get your thoughts on the rest of the Western Conference. Obviously, we already know that one matchup is set for the semifinals, and it's going to be just a slugfest between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, a lot of people talked about how deep the West is. It's all going to come down to matchups. Man, Minnesota discarded Phoenix without any kind of problems. Like, that was maybe even a worse sweep than what the Pelicans had suffered at the hands of the Thunder in that 8-1 matchup. And then on the opposite side, you also had the Nuggets, who once again took care of the Lakers 4-1. That was a little bit more competitive, but the Nuggets, it seemed to follow like the same script every time, where the Nuggets would get down at half and then just make a huge surge in the third quarter and end up winning a really tight game. So you're looking at that matchup, the defending champion Nuggets versus this upstart Minnesota Timberwolves team led by one of the most electric players in the NBA right now, Anthony Edwards. I think it's a really, really fun matchup. It's almost, in my opinion, kind of like the Western Conference Finals before the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I was just elsewhere talking about this with a couple of people, actually. Like, it feels like whoever's going to win the Denver-Minnesota series is going to go to the finals and probably face off, we would assume, against the Boston Celtics. That matchup is really fun. You just mentioned some of the big players, right, in this one. You have Nikola Jokic going up against Rudy Gobert, who might win Defensive Player of the Year. You have Anthony Edwards, who has become a superstar in the NBA this year, going up against Jamal Murray, who just hit two game winners, including the series winner, to knock the Lakers and LeBron James out of the playoffs, right? And then you have the ancillary guys. There's Karl Anthony Towns, who should be a trade target for the New Orleans Pelicans this offseason, going up against Aaron Gordon, who's been really good for the Denver Nuggets, too. So you have interesting matchups, star power, two really strong teams. I'm really looking forward to that series, and I hope it goes to seven games.
Jake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Also, throughout the season, did a great job breaking everything down. But more importantly, you give an opinion. And, man, I like that. Right or wrong, you give a really good opinion. And I think that's what Sports Talk's all about, and we appreciate you.
We'll keep in touch, Jake.
Yeah, because, you know, it ain't the end of the world.
Yeah.
We've still got some more going.
There's a lot to talk about this offseason, so we're going to stay busy over Locked On Pelicans. So I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Jake Madison does a great job covering not only the Pelicans, but the entire NBA.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.